I don't know about you, but we're always looking for ways to get our kids involved and give back in our local community. That's why we're excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, which is the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers. Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. I would love for Violet to do this program when she's in high school.
This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, it's also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.
Oh, I may have found a possible house. I get to see it on Friday.
Oh, that's exciting. Except, I mean, moving again already, like, how grouchy are you going to be?
I'm going to be very grouchy. Considering I haven't even unpacked the first time. Oh.
Anyway, I want to see it.
Okay, I'll send you a link.
Hi, and welcome to Happier in Hollywood, the podcast about how to be happier, healthier, saner, more creative, more successful, and more productive in a backbiting, superficial, chaotic, unpredictable, fundamentally insane world. I'm Liz Kraft, a TV writer and producer living in LA, and with me is my high school friend and writing partner, Sarah.
That's me, Sarah Fain. On this podcast, we talk about being writers in Hollywood, how we balance a career and friendship, and how to survive the war of attrition that is life in Los Angeles.
In today's episode, we're going to talk about how we're doing with the reset action plans we shared in episode 220. We'll also talk about why we're both making the effort to reframe certain big expenses.
And then in this week's Behind the Episode, we'll discuss, I can't believe this, but the season finale of Fantasy Island, Dia de los Vivos, which aired on Sunday night.
Finally, this week's Hollywood hack makes a great business gift or just a treat for yourself. But before we dive in, Sarah, we have a couple of updates. In episode 226, we shared a Hollywood hack from our good friend and fellow TV writer, Bill Krebs. Give someone a cameo. And for anyone who doesn't know, a cameo is a site where you go and you can pay someone to send a friend or loved one a message. So a lot of times it's reality stars. It could be a musician. It could be a sports person. And Bill sent us a cameo from Chef Kiko from Below Deck Med, which thrilled me to say he was had Chef Kiko telling us congratulations on Fantasy Island. So our listener, Katie, wrote in that she did this. She used the hack and she got someone a cameo.
Yes. Okay. This is what she wrote. She said, I wanted to thank you for the recommendation to use Cameo as a unique gift idea in episode 226. My brother and I just booked a cameo with Kenny G for my mom's upcoming birthday. We grew up listening to him. In fact, she influenced me to listen to his music in college to help me study and calm down, which still makes me smile 20 years later. He will create a custom song based on the information we provide. I can't think of a better or more unique gift, especially for someone that might be difficult to buy for. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the recommendation. Katie, that is so cool.
Yes, that's. I didn't even know you could do that. So taking Cameo to another level.
Exactly.
So, and Bill, thank you once again for that amazing gift and that great idea for a special gift.
Yes, thank you, Bill. Okay, so our second update is we did an episode of Screaming Into the Hollywood Abyss, which is a podcast hosted by TV writer Noah Evslin and podcaster and journalist Dan Rutstein. It was so fun. What was great about it is their focus is failure. So we got to just really dive into our failures.
Yes. And it was just funny because the first thing Dan said was, well, our podcast is sort of the opposite of your podcast. We were like, well, we talk plenty about our failures and ours as well. But it was a great conversation. So give that a listen, and we'll link to it in the show notes to the episode. Okay, Sarah, it is time to get into our episode.
Yeah.
Now, this is when we usually say it's time for From the Treadmill Desk Of, in which we talk about what's most pressing in our work psyches. And this week it's blank. But guess what? This week we're not thinking about work, so we have nothing pressing. The segment is over. That's it.
That was the segment. It's done.
That was it. There's no treadmill desk this week. Because we are making an effort to not think about work.
Yes. And we're being mostly successful.
Certain things come up, but nothing's pressing in our work psyches. Let's put it that way. It's not that there's no work happening. It's that there's nothing pressing. Usually something is really making itself known, but not this week. So we're going to move on to our next segment.
Yeah. All right. This week, our first, but usually second segment is a take two, where we revisit segments past. We got a great email from Amy. She said, she's from Seven Oaks, England. And she said, I've been catching up on the past few months of HIH, and I just listened to episode 220. I thought I would check in with you about your take a hike segment and your reset action plans. Has Sarah found hiking trails? And have you been to the farmer's market? And are you cooking delicious gluten-free meals? Has Liz managed to stick to her 10 p.m. eating cutoff? Have you tried the yoga place near you? How is the mom-son bonding? Have you put the friendship back in balance? I'm curious because I think we all make these sorts of self-promises, and it can be super hard to follow through on them when work and life take over. And if we do keep our commitments to ourselves, do we then give ourselves enough credit for the achievement? Oh, Amy, thank you for this question.
So yeah, when we left Puerto Rico, we had a whole discussion about how it was sort of a clean slate time and we were going to start these new practices. You were moving to a new city, Ojai, town, I should say. So, I mean, it was a big thing. So yes, it is good to check in on these matters, whether I personally want to or not. Which gives you a spoiler about how I'm doing. But Sarah, let's start with you. Okay. Have you found hiking trails? I think you have, haven't you?
Yes. So I have found hiking trails. I went to lunch with Kimberly McCullough, who is a director and an actor, but she directed an episode of Fantasy Island. And so I went to lunch with Kimberly and she kind of downloaded me on a bunch of great hiking trails. So I have a list on my phone of all the hiking trails. I have been to one of them. And I have been hiking/walking around my house. Violet and I do an evening hike. There's a trail that goes up the hill behind my house. So I would say I'm not where I want to be, but in progress.
That's great. And how about the farmer's market? Have you been to the farmer's market?
I have been to the farmer's market only once. We haven't been here that long. Yes, so I have been to the farmer's market. It was wonderful. We got Sanders and Sons gelato, like at 10 a.m. So yes, and there's a gluten-free bakery booth at the farmer's market.
Oh, wow.
So that could be nice. Good or bad. I don't know.
Yes. And how about cooking delicious gluten-free meals?
I have. I'm not as 100% gluten-free as I would like to be. Like last night we ordered Chinese food and I got orange chicken for Violet, which it turns out she no longer likes. You know how that happens with kids. They like it and then next week they don't. So I ate some of that, which was not gluten-free, which was bad. But yes, for the most part, I'm doing a meal delivery service that does gluten-free meals. We do it four nights a week. It's totally delicious and great. So I'm doing, you know, it's in progress. Not bad, but in progress.
Well, I'm impressed. I'm giving you a big gold star. This is amazing.
Well, thank you. I mean, there's still a ways to go. I will definitely say that. But, you know, I'm on the road. Now, Liz, about you? How goes it?
I have not.
I'm afraid to ask.
I'm not doing as well as you are. So I have not stuck to my no eating after 10 p.m. plan. I haven't even tried, to be honest. So I'm glad we're discussing this because I need to put a post-it on my computer. That's the only way I remember really to do anything.
Or on the refrigerator.
That's probably
what
better.
What time is it? Yeah.
On the cabinet, because the cabinet holds all of the bad things. Yeah. Have I tried the yoga place near me? No, although I have Googled many places and looked at places and walked by places. I have not done yoga.
I call that in progress. You're getting there.
Okay, thank you. How is the mom-son bonding? Well, I'd say not as much mom-son bonding as I would like. And this is reminding me, Jack agreed that we could read together some nights, and we have not. So I'm going to see if I can get him to do that with me tonight.
But you are spending quality time together.
Yes, yes. Yeah. It's great to be back home.
And have we put the friendship back in the balance?
Well, I don't. It's hard when you're in Ojai and I'm here.
Yeah. We went to lunch.
Yes. That's a hard one. I mean, whenever we're together, we're plotting and scheming.
It just happens.
Yeah. I think we just have to say that's what we do.
Yeah, exactly. The work is part of our friendship.
The only way we can get out of that is if we have a third person who we don't work with.
Even then, that third usually has to listen to us talk about.
Yes, but it's more possible.
Yes, that's true. But what I love that Amy sent this email, because I don't think we would have thought about this right now if she hadn't.
Absolutely.
At some point, we would have gone, oh, wait, we had our action plans. We need to think about that. We should look back. But I was not thinking about it. And it was so helpful to read this and go, okay, let's evaluate. Where yes. are we? So, Amy, thank you.
Yes. Thank you, Amy. And, ask us again in 2 months and let's see where we are. Okay, Sarah, next up, we'll share why we've both decided to reframe the pain of big expenses. But first, this break.
Okay, Liz, here's some quick math. The less your business spends on operations, multiple systems, delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs, you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems, and you improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Hollywood. 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 Okay, it is time for our Take a Hike segment when we talk about physical, mental, and spiritual health. In this case, it's mental health, maybe a little spiritual health too, dare we say. And Sarah, this was inspired by you.
Yeah, well, by my dog. my cheesy feet had to go to the emergency vet recently. Someone who shall remain nameless but was not me left a pan of brownies on the bed. And it wasn't a ton, but it was enough that we definitely had to take him to the emergency vet. And of course, it was late night trip, right before the first day of school, overnight at the vet. It was not inexpensive.
And this is because, just side note, dogs aren't supposed to eat chocolate.
Yes, exactly. Chocolate can be very dangerous for dogs. And there's a line at which it's super dangerous. And we weren't sure where he was in relation to that line. So at first I was just oh my God, I'm just pouring money down a drain. And this is so, awful. And I can't believe I'm spending all this money just on a, one night. And then I realized, wait a minute, this is what money is for. This is why we save. And this is why we put money aside for emergencies, so that when things happen to the people or the animals that we love, we can do something about it. So I was just wait a minute, this is what money is for.
This is a gratitude moment.
Yes.
Really. You're grateful you have the money to take Cheesy to the vet and to make sure he's fine.
Exactly.
And to get him treatment.
And he was, and he's okay, but there will be no more brownies in my house for a while.
Yes. Well, Sarah, you shared this thought with me right after it happened. We were talking about that. And then I was in a situation. Well, I mean, here's Sarah, big announcement. Yay! Adam and I are finally doing our will. Anyone who's listened to this show or Happier with Gretchen Rubin knows that for years I have like been saying, I have to do a will. I have to do a will. And
I thought you'd done it.
No,
like,
we had not.
I fully thought you'd done it.
No, and I'm ashamed that we don't have a will, but we don't. But we are now officially in process. We Zoomed with our estate lawyer. We've signed an agreement with him. Like, this is all in motion.
Yay.
While we were talking to him, though, I mean, you know, I'm an underbuyer. I'm a little, yeah. I can be frugal. I was like, just thinking like, oh my gosh, doing this whole estate thing is going to like cost money. Like,
it's going to be expensive. Yeah.
And I'm not getting anything out of it, except, you know, like there's nothing to see. And hopefully, you know, some of the more drastic things will never come to pass. But as I was sitting there calculating in my mind how much this was going to cost, I thought, let me think about what Sarah said. This is what money is for. I am lucky that I have money to pay this lawyer. I'm lucky I have the ability to put this plan in place to protect Jack,
right?
Which is obviously what it's about. And nothing is more important than Jack. So it really, Sarah, I have to say, I actively thought about your trip to the vet during my session, and it made me more relaxed because I was kind of trying to rush through it because I was like, well, right, don't we pay him like by
every
the minute
is $5.
Yeah. But I just relaxed and said, this is what it is, and I'm lucky that I can do it. So thank you for that. And then I was even thinking how the pandemic has just put money in a different light.
Yes.
Look, there's needing money to live. That's one thing we all understand.
Yeah.
But when you have the extra money in your life, it's like, for me, I'm now like, okay, if it's to buy a plane ticket, it makes more sense to buy an expensive, if I need to, plane ticket, because plane tickets seem to have gone up enormously, to see my parents, as opposed to buying a bag.
Right. I know. It just seems ridiculous, the whole notion of spending money on things that aren't improving your actual quality of life. But it's also hard because it's like, when you spend money, you want to like see it on the wall or on your feet or, you yes. know, like, yes. and all of these things are indefinable. They're peace of mind and building relationships.
Yeah. So it's like, what is money for? Like my friend Mindy, her birthday is coming up. And I was just like, you know what? I'm going to pay money and I'm going to be with her because, I mean, I want to be. You know what I mean? Like, that's what life is about, as opposed to, again, a bag.
Yes.
When I think of it that way, it seems like such an obvious choice.
I think I have, in my lifetime, I've spent what I think of as an absurd amount of money on two bags. And I think it's fair to say that I will never do so again.
Yeah.
I hope those bags last a long time. That's it for me.
Yeah. So anyway, the take a hike is really just reframing your priorities when it comes to these matters. Think about the money well spent when, yes. you know, it's for something that really does matter, like your pet or having a will.
Or having a will so your child is protected.
Yes.
Because it's like those are the things we resist in some ways, but they're the most important.
Yes, which is weird. But yeah. That's being a human.
We're going to be better humans
yes.
now, I hope.
After the pandemic. I hope so.
Okay, Liz, it is time for Behind the Episode, where we go behind the scenes of the most recent episode of Fantasy Island. In this case, it's the season finale, although we should add there are actually a couple episodes coming up. But they're sort of special episodes, not part of the actual season. So this is the season finale. It was written by the wonderful and amazing Adam Fiero, who happens to be your husband.
That's right. And it's called Dia de los Vivos, which is Day of the Living, but it's about Day of the Dead. And it was directed, Sarah, by Rachel Ramist, who is a Happier in Hollywood listener who we met in my backyard.
Yes. She came to an event that you hosted. We did a Happier in Hollywood like Q&A event at your house. And she came and made just a huge impression. She's like this vibrant light of a person. So we were like, okay, she's a director. She's fabulous. And she's been working a ton. And she did a great job on this episode.
Yes. So that was really fun, full circle moment. And then another full circle moment, Sarah, was at the beginning of our season, I said, I want to have Leslie Jordan on the show. Leslie Jordan is a Southern actor who became very famous during the pandemic for his Instagram. And he's just so delightful. I'm one of the people who follows him on Instagram. I talked about his like Sunday hymns on Happier. And we had him on Happier. And I said to him in the interview, I said to Gretchen, I want to put it out there that I want him to be on Fantasy Island. And I said it, and it happened. He was our big guest star this week. And he was every bit as delightful as we anticipated.
Oh my gosh. I mean, he truly is just wonderful. And we're always very hesitant to take pictures with actors. We're always like, oh no, we can't ask. But we were like, we're asking. We're doing it.
Yeah. Yes. So we have we'll post our selfie with Leslie Jordan.
Yes. There were a couple really great pool moments connected with this episode. Yes. The first one, I was just thinking, you know, we met Rachel at your house in your backyard, and we did the tone meeting. It was so bizarre to like be sitting with her we were on one of the big pool cabanas in Puerto Rico because we did our tone meeting over the weekend, and I didn't have childcare. So Violet was swimming in the pool, and you and I and Rachel were doing the tone meeting in a cabana watching Violet swim.
Yes. One of our surreal moments of being in Puerto Rico doing a show. That was a nice, surreal moment.
It was. There was a massive rainstorm in the middle of it all.
That's where we just sat there because we were protected. Yep.
And Violet swam. And then, of course, there's the Leslie Jordan pool moment in the episode.
Yes. Yeah. Watch the episode just to see Leslie Jordan floating on an enormous pink flamingo raft, which we had to scour to get. It's just wonderful.
It is. It's like my favorite image, I think, from the whole series
is him lounging on a
7-foot flamingo.
Yes, it is wonderful. And then, Sarah, we wanted to mention that this is an episode. We had the idea for this episode when we were shooting the pilot.
Yeah.
Because in this episode, spoiler alert, Mel, Ruby's husband, comes back to the island. And he doesn't realize that he is actually has died, and he's back because it's Day of the Dead. And we had this idea because we loved both actors who played Mel. The younger actor is actually, his name is Aiden Bradley, and he's actually Kiara's real life partner, boyfriend. And then we also love the actors who played older Mel and older Ruby. So we said, how can we have all these people together again? And this is what we came up with. And so in our minds, we always knew this would be episode 8.
Yeah.
And it was. So it was fun for us, I think, because it was just an episode we were personally super invested in, not just because Adam ended up writing it, which also made me very invested in it, and it had Leslie Jordan, but because we had been anticipating it for like months.
Yeah, and I also love it because it's, I think, the only episode where John Gabriel Rodriguez, who plays Javier and who is so wonderful, really kind of gets his own story.
Yes.
It was really cool to just see him kind of have his own arc and get some of his backstory. And he's so great. Like, every scene he's in, I think, is wonderful. And he totally made me cry. Like, it's one of our favorites. I just love the episode.
And we also, I should mention, Rourke, we started a little of the island backstory with Rourke.
Yes.
So that will be coming up next season, assuming we have a next season, which I have declared on this podcast and I am manifesting. So, you know, look for that.
Yes. Coming up, a Hollywood hack that comes from a birthday gift that I received that I love, love, love. But first, this break.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, Sarah, it is time for this week's Hollywood hack, and this is a gift you received, so I'll let you tell everybody what it is.
Okay, so my birthday was recently-ish, and I got a gift from Charlie Collier, who's the CEO of Fox Entertainment. I was like, well, this is exciting. And so I opened it, and it's this awesome bag from Athleta. It's the Kinetic Sling crossbody bag, and it is so cool. It's, you know, the crossbody bag now is like the thing to have, and this one is and this one is so nice because it has compartments. It has, it's just like everything is so convenient, and it's also really like soft and light and pretty.
Yeah, light is so important.
So important. And you know, part of my whole thing in Ojai is I'm going to be hiking, which again, I'm like in progress on. But this bag is perfect for it. And in fact, so this is my Ojai hiking story. So the first time I tried to go hiking with this bag, I got out of the car with the dogs and there was a sign that said aggressive coyotes. And I was like, oh, there are always signs that say that. Whatever, it's fine. But as soon as we get on this hiking trail and I'm like, this is my first big Ojai walk, you know, there was an aggressive coyote.
Oh my God.
I mean, like stalking us would not go away. It was a very, very short walk. And it was because it was like a big, strong, healthy coyote.
Oh my gosh. So
I turned around and, you know, walked my little doodles back to the car who were like going to be coyote food. And I bought a whistle and I bought some pepper spray and I put them in the Athleta crossbody bag. And now I take that with me when I'm hiking. And of course, I haven't seen a coyote since. But
you will. So, and you will be prepared. And that's important. So we will also link to the Kinetic Sling crossbody bag in our show notes. So
yes,
if you want to buy
whistles
this bag,
and pepper spray.
Yeah. And that is it for this episode of Happier in Hollywood. We love to hear from you. Email us or send us a voice memo to happierinhollywood@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and please subscribe if you haven't already.
Thanks to our executive producer, the amazing Chuck Reed. Thanks to everyone at Sankola Sound. You can follow them on Instagram at Sankola Sound. Thanks to everyone at Cadence 13.
And as always, thank you to Gretchen Rubin. Happier in Hollywood is part of the Onward Project. Check out the other Onward Project podcasts, Happier with Gretchen Rubin, Side Hustle School, and Do the Thing from Whole30's Melissa Urban. Also, check out the newest Onward Project podcast, Everything Happens with Kate Bowler.
Get in touch. I'm on Instagram at sfain and Liz is at Liz Craft. We also have a Facebook group. Search for Happier in Hollywood on Facebook to join in on the conversation.
Until next week, I'm Liz Craft.
And I'm Sarah Fain. Thanks for joining us. It's a fun job.
And we enjoy it.
Liz, if we get a second season, I keep thinking about, like, what are we going to do for a writer's room?
Well, I was actually thinking maybe we sort of use my backyard, my fire pit area, since you know, it's sort of close to you. It's very close to me. And we'll probably only meet
you can roll out
a few
of bed.
Times a week and do the rest on Zoom. So I don't know. It's a thought.
I think that's a good idea.
From the Onward Project.